right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jawless.
And I'm Mike Wanowski.
Ah, and this is
Middle Children. You guys, wow. Mike had to leave, so I am back. Chris is here.
Oh, good.
Mike was, you know how he can be.
You know how
he's
mics
such
are.
A little
mics
bitch.
Are there and then they're gone.
That's how they go.
Ugh, little bitches. You know what I mean?
I mean, just awful.
How the hell are you, Chris?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm also well. I'm doing okay.
I'm doing fine.
Say no
things
more.
Things are, you know, okay.
Yeah, things are okay. I couldn't agree more.
I have another wedding today. You know me.
My God. I mean, if you're not at a wedding, is it even a weekend?
Isn't it crazy? I have another one next month.
No, it's crazy.
It's really crazy.
It's a lot.
I go to so many weddings.
I mean, it honestly just shows how many people consider you a friend. And, you know, I have like a pretty strong tolerance for just being fine not being considered a friend. You know what I mean?
Like, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think so.
I think, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why.
It's a gift.
And the thing is...
And a curse. I will say it's a gift and a curse.
I feel the same way.
Because, like, right now, if you were like, Jesse, do you want to go to a wedding? I'd be like, no, don't be stupid. I would hate that. I don't like the money that it takes. I don't like any sort of dress code. Mm. Whenever there's a dress code, I get very stressed out.
Yeah, I also, like, never show up on the... Like, I'm always, like, in my head adhering to dress code. And then I get there and I'm like, I misunderstood the assignment.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And that's always like, yeah, it's so scary.
Like, I'm either too dressy, not dressy enough, things like that. Or I'm like, oh, I was so stressed about wearing dress shoes that I, like, went and bought a new pair. And then I get there and there's, like, 18 people in sneakers.
Ugh.
And I'm like, oh.
Fuck. Yeah.
I could have done that, I guess.
I didn't realize that was an option.
But, you know, whatever. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I am taking a vacation from my Adderall, which has been trying.
Yeah, like, I bet.
Pushing me to the brink. You know what I'm saying?
I bet. I can't imagine. I can't imagine is the thing. And it's the worst.
It's the worst. It's hard to explain to people. It's like, imagine waking up. It's like, have you ever been in a dream where you're like, am I awake or am I dreaming? And if I'm dreaming, I'm just going to close my eyes and go back to bed.
Well, it's very hard to explain to people. And then also, like, a lot of people are just like, okay.
I know.
Like, there's a lot of judgment there.
Too much judgment.
On people that don't get it. But then people that do get it are like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like,
my
do you need to cancel? We can do this in 10 days.
We could do this in a solid 10 days. Yeah.
I also am very at least empathetic.
Thank you.
But I did take the last of mine this morning.
Oh, no.
And I haven't. I've been like only taking it in the like once a day instead of twice a day.
Oh my God. An unplanned vacation is not good.
That is my forte, unplanned vacation, cuz I gave so much away this month.
Why?
Cuz of these fucking weddings and everybody's like, "Hey, do you
say you don't have any?"
I normally, but like if it's the bride.
Well, if it's the bride, that's not
you
right.
You know where I'm like, "Of course." But
yeah, you got to just not carry it all on you, because either that or you're going to get
fucked.
No, they'll
pretext.
Oh, fuck like they've, me.
This is all a pretext. And I'm like,
you could say like, I am low this month. I can give you
that
one.
That is what I do. And then it turns into like, you know.
And one for everyone. That's hard. I would just be like, no, not if you want me to be functioning at your wedding. It's up to you.
I'm like, oh, it's fine. I just won't function for the last 2 weeks of the month.
Yeah, who needs me those last 2 weeks anyway?
Yeah, part of me wants to be like, that is your wedding gift, but
yeah, Jesus,
you know, what are you gonna do? But have you I'm assuming you're not going out on any dates or anything right now.
I did make the mistake of going on a date Wednesday, which was a huge mistake. I'll say that.
Wednesday.
Which was like day one of the vacation. Oh,
wow. Yeah, how was that?
It was probably worse for him than it was for me.
Because you were like, so...
How are like, you? Yeah, like I was so out of it. And I just remember being like, why is he here?
Where did you go?
Luckily, he was like, whatever you want to do. So I chose the bar right around the corner from me. And I was like, that's where I'll be going. And I was still 20 minutes late because my stomach was hurting right before. And I was like, Jesse, why are you doing this?
You were 20 minutes late. Did he say anything?
No. Because I told him my stomach's upset.
And you're like, hey, my IBS is flaring. I'm going to be 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
So the date didn't go that well.
I don't think it went that well for anybody.
Do you think there'll be a second date?
That was our second date.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I don't think there'll be a third. But that's also because I realized on the date that, like, that it's too much. This isn't my person. You know what it comes down to? The kissing, I can't get on
you
board.
Kissed?
And I think that...
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can kiss dead. You know what I mean? I could be having my last, like, breath and be able to, like, kiss.
I mean, that is a skill. Because I'm like, I need everything bright. I need to be planned for weeks. I'm not a spur of the moment type of gal.
Yeah, I guess most of the time I'm always down to kiss. I'm like happy to kiss, love to kiss. But I will say I that's where she drew the line.
Well, listen, at least you know what you want. And that's right. Not him.
I know what I want. Yeah. And so I just have to like figure out how to, you know, navigate that moving forward.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure I will.
At
some point.
What else is going on? Anything?
Gosh, other than that, and the fact that I am still decorating, obviously. Wait, you haven't seen the newest edition.
What is the newest edition? I'm nervous.
It's the funniest thing in the world.
Oh, is this the thing that you love?
Yeah, is this Elizabethan woman who says... who has like a neck collar the size of like a cat, and then on it it says still got it. And to me, there's nothing funnier.
Listen, that's what is important, Jesse, is that you,
if you can, that I
is
love
that
it.
You love it.
Because here's the thing, if you can catch yourself a dick with a turtleneck on, honey, you had it all the whole
time.
Oh,
see, I'm like, I love a man in a turtleneck.
I love a man in a turtleneck.
But I guess I'm a man, so the rules aren't the same.
And they're not the same. You know, with guys love a little cleave. You know, they love a little cleave. And so when you give them no cleave, you still got it, baby.
What about a turtleneck with a cutout?
That's fun. That's a fun time. That's a trick all around.
With a breast cutout.
Absolutely. Tits out. Neck warm.
Neck warm. Oh,
lights
that's
out.
True.
You know what
tits
I mean?
Tits out, neck warm.
Tits out neck, because then nipples are out as well. And I don't know about you, but I've never been cold in my breasts.
I think the mirror behind you, Winnie, must have walked by, because it looked like there was somebody walking behind you, and I was about to be like,
don't say
Jesse,
that.
Get down.
Was it Winnie?
It was just Winnie's reflection in the mirror.
This isn't a mirror, though. That's my hall. That's
on
just,
your dresser?
That's not a
What's
mirror.
What's above it? What is that?
That's my earring holder.
Oh.
Did it open?
It moved.
Sometimes it does open. It doesn't have a latch to close it right now, so every now and then it just opens.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's fun. You have to be here to really appreciate
what if
it. Shh.
May the power of Christ compel you.
Absolutely. And this Jew certainly is.
Are you in there with... Maybe get some sage.
Stop. I did sage. I saged when I could sage again.
I love a good saging.
I love a good staging. I love a good saging.
You do know? You have any weekend plans? Or are you just going to sleep until...
What are my plans this weekend? Yeah, I mean, mostly sleep. I might try to go rollerblading today because I just haven't been able to move my body in what feels like weeks.
I did. Yeah, because I haven't been, I've been home, so I haven't been able to rumble. So on Tuesday, I was like, I did my own workout and I ran on the treadmill for 15 full minutes at 4.5 miles an hour, which I've never done before.
That's incredible. For that long.
And I was like, wow, I'm like getting so in shape. But when I tell you that, it's 3 days later and my knees still sound like somebody shaking a box of screws and glass mixed together with every step that I take, which happens to me every time I walk. But like, it's definitely more intense. I'm like convinced I'm going to need a knee replacement by the time I'm 40.
Okay. I think that honestly, they say running on a treadmill and running outside is really bad for your body, like your joints, because you are slamming all of your weight onto your knee. Like it's bad.
Where else
like
an are elliptical, you supposed
they
to
say,
run?
Is better. But an elliptical is better because it helps your joints. It isn't like all of the weight is going onto your knees. It's sort of like helping the legs. Because, I mean, as somebody who was an athlete, and yeah, I can say that. I always was like, this is bad for my body and I can feel it. Like I feel myself, especially in soccer, you like slam your legs to change direction quickly. And that's bad for the body.
Yeah. I mean, mine is probably from working as a cashier from the ages of 15 until I was 22 and just standing in one spot on concrete for like sometimes 12 hours straight with my knees locked and then working at the restaurant.
With your knees locked?
Well, you know, when you stand, I'm like, it's, and then working at the restaurant and I was walking like 20,000 steps a day for like 7 years.
They never taught you like in choir. They always taught us like, guys, bend your legs or like you're going to pass out. You know, because like there's always that girl, Beth Ann, who was like 90 pounds and looked like a ghost. And then you'd be like, Beth Ann, are you OK? Like right before the recital. And then in the middle of like, you know, the Notre Dame song, she's like, oh, and then just like in Macaulay Culkin, you know, all the candles go down.
Yeah. I mean, people say that I've never passed out from my knees being locked.
I was always afraid I would.
But I always... Like, I guess I didn't really understand. I'm like, how? I just have to bend my knees for 12 hours? I don't understand how to do that.
I think it's like you just bend every now and again.
I think...
It's a slight bend.
It's a slight bend, yes.
It's like, don't lock your knees, essentially.
Yeah, that's how we got here.
Right. And so now it feels like you said glass, I believe, was the wording.
Yeah, well, the damage has been done, you know?
The damage
I can't
is
go
done.
Back and bend my knees for 15 years. but like,
wow, yeah. It'll,
and then I'm like, I know that if I do like a massive squat, like if I like squat down and then like just like
up.
Really like stretch them out. But like I did it this morning and that initial squat down, it sounded like somebody throwing a brick through a glass window.
I'm like a cracking machine.
It
now.
Was like, I was talking to my roommate and I'm like, you can't have, like, I can never have sex on top because it'll sound like I'm an industrial, like workbench
machine.
Like work crack, bench. Crack, 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 crack. Like my,
absolutely.
If I'm alone and I step, I can always hear my knees crack.
Wow.
It's actually crazy.
I actually got a massage on Sunday and I'm going back again this Sunday because this woman, Amy, like literally when I tell you she cracked and worked out every muscle in my body, including on my skull.
Oh,
on my skull. Literally, I signed up for a 90 minute and excuse me, a 60 minute. And after 20 minutes, I was like, can we do 90?
She cracked your skull.
She cracked my skull, like on my head. I don't even know. I was like, Amy, what's happening?
And
Homegirl was crick, crick, cracking. I was like a cracking machine. Also, I'll say this right now. Luckily, she and I had a good laugh many times because I can't necessarily be quiet. And when a big crack comes, I'm like, oh, what just happened? Are we all as petrified as I am? Because that sounded like...
And when I'm in, I'm in a massage, I am never more silent. Like, you will not hear a peep out of me, even if it's excruciatingly painful. I'm like, same thing, like, if I would go to the doctor and they're like, does it hurt here? And I'm like, a little. But in my head, I'm like, I want to die.
Yeah. So Amy and I had a good laugh many times, and she started doing reflexology on my feet.
You know, I get that shit done all the time.
I know. And Chris, it hurts so much. And then I was like, Amy, what the fuck is that? And she was like, bitch, that's your stomach.
You see, and again, like, I'm like, oh, that hurts so bad. Smile through the pain.
I ask so many questions. Every time I looked up at her, she'd be like, your eyes. I'd be like, my fucking eyes are hurting on my toes.
See,
on my toes.
I don't know how much of that I fully believe.
Listen. I don't think Amy would ever lie to me.
No, I believe that she believes it.
And I believe she believes it.
But do you believe it?
I don't know what pisses me off more than anything. I believe if Amy believes it, that I do believe it. I believe that to be true. But I also believe that you better believe I was pissed off when I found out that that was my stomach hurting. I said, she said, have you been eating well? I said, Amy, I'm on a fucking detox. I've been eating like a fucking champion.
And what did she say? Oh, well, then actually, it's your liver.
No, she just laughed. She laughed because it was my stomach. I was holding some stress in my stomach, I think. But regardless, I was upset about that. The eyes part also upset me. My ears hurt, Chris. My fucking ears.
Your ears hurt, or she hit something in your foot and told you your ears were the reason?
Yeah, it was the latter. But the point is, everything in my body hurt. She literally cracked and moved everything in my body.
Well, you're like a new person then.
And I am. And I'm going back on Sunday because she was like, you should come back in a week. And I said, you don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah, of course. She's like, come back every week.
Yeah, I get it. I could be. Listen, everyone knows that I'm like ripe for a scam.
Same.
Like,
I'm just so ripe easily for the picking. Duped. And I carry myself like someone who's not easily duped. And I'll be like, but what does it mean? And I'm like, whatever. It's fine. I'm talking all this shit about reflexology as though I don't get it, like, at least 3 times a month.
Yeah, like, of course I believe it. And then I'm the girl who, when I start to feel comfortable during a massage, I talk all the way through it.
That is so...
I can't
help
it.
You're the girl sitting down the row that I'm like, can this bitch shut up?
Yeah, and the answer is no.
I keep headphones in the whole time.
During reflexology, I normally hold a map of like what it says, and then I'm like, oh, what is that? And then they'll point and I'll be like, it's always the fucking stomach for me. It's always the goddamn stomach.
I mean,
the colon. The liver.
I mean, yeah. I love a good foot reflexology. I'm like, punch me as hard as you can.
It hurts so much. Please tell, does it hurt you or no?
Yeah, it hurts. But it hurts.
Like, it hurts so bad, Chris. I was like, I have trouble not making noises.
It, like, hurts so...
It sounds like I'm playing tennis in there. Like,
If it's, like, excruciatingly painful, I'll be like a...
Yeah, she was laughing because I'd be like, okay. Like, I was like, this hurts so... She was hurting. Amy's... I've never seen a woman who has so much muscle in her fingers. This woman could bench press with her pointer finger.
Well, she spends her whole day giving intense foot massages. I'm sure she does have very strong hands.
And body massages. If you think I didn't tip her... like,
oh, I tip reflexologists like they're giving me happy endings. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, here's a 50% tip. Thank you.
That That's what I did. I was like, a 50% tip and literally a guarantee I'll be back next week. Love you,
thing,
girl.
The thing, I'm like, you tip 20% at like a restaurant, say, but like, it's not like, yeah, in a foot reflexology. Like, it's not like they're tending to other tables. And I'm like, they're literally just, no, like touching my feet for a full hour. So I feel like I should tip them more than the girl that brought me my salmon.
It makes complete sense.
You know?
I mean, I hope that they don't live off tips. And I actually don't know how the industry works. I'll say that.
You don't say.
I don't know. I'll say the girl at the front desk, I had gone there before where I had a Groupon and she treated me like trash. And then this time, because I paid full price, she treated me like a princess. Like, like when I went and I had the Groupon, she literally was like, you fucking peasant. Get your bitch ass out of here. You want a stamp for what? And then this time she was like, I'll remember you. You're the best. I miss you already. Do you want some tea or water? Oh, how you worked much, so hard today.
How much was it?
$90, which is nothing. First 90 minutes?
Yeah, that's not bad. Where do you go? I always make the trip to Chinatown because there's so much, like, I have my favorite places there. I have so many good places.
Well, maybe I'll go with you to one, but this is one that's right around the corner from my house. That's the theme
of
my life.
Though.
If it's around the corner, I'm going to go, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally get that.
So it's around the corner.
All right. Should we get into a Hallmark?
Yeah. I'm sick of you talking.
Well, no, it's, I have to go to a wedding.
You have to go to a wedding. Winnie's getting her nails cut. It's a busy day for both of us.
It's a busy day, so I just want to make sure that we
honor the Hallmark.
Honor the Hallmark, or we can keep talking.
No, I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate it.
I just have nothing left to give.
I have nothing left, and neither does Winnie, hopefully, when the people come.
When the men in the white coats come.
Yeah, when the huge men come to hold her down in the bathroom and she makes shrieks that sound like a little child.
How horrific.
It is horrific. I will say that. But
guys,
you know what?
Winnie's getting her nails cut. You should probably mention that. Cause...
Oh, yeah. Winnie's getting her nails cut, which she hates. She finds it a very traumatic experience, which is why I have to pay for two grown adults to come to me to do it. And one of them wears like what I would define as like owl gloves, like gloves you would wear when training with an owl. Cause that's what her nails are like right now. She literally earlier this morning was trying to curl up on me. And I said, home girl, your nails are actually digging into my skin. So as much as I want you here, I want my skin more.
Does she freak out at the regular vet's office?
She doesn't go. They're her vets. I pay them to come.
Always.
And then when I have to take her to the vet, I do what one would define as, I call it the sheet Houdini trick. So I take a sheet and I cover her in it. And then I gather it as quickly as I can at the bottom and put her in what looks like a satchel. and then I shove that satchel into her carrier. And then by the time I close it and she's tried to figure out how to get out, she's already in.
And she's pissed.
She's actually, as soon as the carrier is closed, she's calm. She looks pissed off, but she's calm.
Because she knows she can't get out.
Yeah, she knows there's no way she can get out. There's no wiggle room. And also, for those who are wondering, I found the bug problem in my kitchen. So.
What is it?
I had these bins above my cabinets where I kept like costumes and props.
Okay.
And also apparently a family of cockroaches.
No.
Yeah. And so what's fun about me is I said, the guy found it. He said, what do you want to keep up here? And I said, not nothing.
Yeah.
Put them all in bags. I don't ever want to know what I never want to see them again. And he said, okay, you don't even want to go through it. I said, I gave them the whole kitchen. I'm happy to give them my bins. Happy. Happy.
So are they gone?
Yeah, now they're gone. I mean, they set, like, he also put a ton of poison around and traps. So, like, but essentially the problem before this was when they came, they'd be like, we can't find them. We don't know where they're coming from. Like, maybe this was all in your head. And I was like, absolutely. I'm making up these for my health. But so we found like where the home was. So essentially like we got rid of the home.
Mm.
And that's the good part. So now like the poison is killing whichever, however many little guys are left. But yeah, we got rid of the problem.
Well, that's good. Your internet's so horrible.
What?
Your internet is so horrible. You've been breaking up this entire time.
Okay, I hate to say it, but I do think it could be your internet.
Am I breaking up for you?
Well, I'm just saying that, like, I haven't had a message that's like, your internet's bad. And, like, I've always recorded here, so definitely, probably, maybe it's you.
Yeah, well, we've recorded before, and the internet's been okay. So sometimes, like, the internet isn't good. And if I'm not breaking up...
Yeah. Well, you are a little.
I think you're making that up now.
I think that, like, you know, I wish you the best. You know that. I always want you to be thriving.
I wish you the best as well. I want you also to be thriving. Okay, are we ready?
Should we jump in? Are you done talking now?
I think you should start.
Okay, guys, it's time for the Hallmark Movie. Picture this. A high-powered wedding planner is marching to the beat of her own drum. She's like, cue the flower girl, hold the father, get the bride flask out of her hand.
So it's
make the grooms.
It's the wedding day?
Yeah. She's just planning this wedding.
Is it the wedding day and or is it she's plant? Is it before a wedding or during?
No, this is a live wedding. A live wedding. And she's like, Mauricio, come in. Mauricio, come in. And then you hear this guy who's like, what? And I'm like, tell me that I am not missing the best man because you are fondling him in the bathroom.
What part of the wedding are we at?
We're at the ceremony.
Where it's during the ceremony?
We're at the ceremony.
Is it happening?
We're prepping for the ceremony.
Okay, you need to lay out those details.
The ceremony's happening. So right now all the guys are in, but there is a spot behind the groom that I'm then walking.
So we started walking down the aisle with the men without having them all together. That's bad planning.
Well, that's where we're at. Okay. And by the way, the men are, this is a different kind of ceremony. So the men came in from the side. And like I said, there's a gap. And then all of a sudden we see one of them come in and he's got.
Well, who told them to go in?
He looks
when they weren't all there.
That's your job.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. And so, Mauricio, we also find out that you had been hooking up with the best man at the time. So you kind
of... Is he married?
Get him... Hurry him in. Sorry?
Is he married?
I don't think so, but we kind of... We don't even really delve into that.
Okay.
At this point, then the rest of the bride's party is coming down. We have a few hiccups. They're all sorted out. They both say, I do. Big old kiss. Now we're at the reception. The mother of the bride, who's like, oh, what a wonderful party. You're both really quite good at this. And we're like, thank you. And she's like, so both of you have never been married? And we're like, those who can't do, teach. Okay? Have a good one.
And then I call her a bitch.
Yeah. She walks away and you're like, what a fucking bitch. And I'm like, you better save some of that shrimp. Don't put it all out. Put some in the van for
Most
us.
Of it's in the van.
Most of it's already in the van. Cut to later where it's like, everyone's going home. We're like, bye. You and I are sitting in this van.
Eating shrimp cocktail.
eating shrimp cocktails, like just being like, oh, what a disaster. Like that family, how long do you think that they're going to stay together?
I would assume not very long because the groom tried to grope me on the way out.
Yes.
I mean, I groped him first. He might have been hitting me, but either or. He
it felt like
he
a girl,
seemed
yeah.
into it.
I'm gonna say 2 years max.
Yeah.
I actually predict in 3 years we'll be doing her wedding again, which will be exciting because this was a good paycheck.
Yeah. Let's head. All oh, you go.
What? Are you what?
Go ahead.
What did you want to take
no,
over?
No, you go.
Okay. All of a sudden, I get a call, and it's like for this aristocratic, like really wealthy family that lives in Montana. It's a shotgun wedding. They want it done in 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, sorry, we don't do shotgun unless the budget triples. And they're like, that's fine. And I'm like, oh, my God. I just say that as kind of like a joke when I don't want to do a wedding. But sounds like we're going to Montana. So you and I, you know, shrimp cocktails in hand, are loaded onto this plane and we're headed to Montana. And you and I are just going over some of the, you know, the stuff that we always do. We love candlelight. Mm-hmm. We love it. It's cheaper than flowers and sometimes looks more elegant. Has to be an evening wedding, but you get the drill. Yeah. And we do white flowers or something simple. We're always like, keep it simple when it comes to decorations. Because like, if it's simple and the more that you do, the more elaborate and expensive mm-hmm. it looks. Not that it matters, because it sounds like these people don't have a budget. So this is a great opportunity for us to work with vendors that normally we're like, sorry, Pete, we can't do it. And we're like, we get to work with all our favorite vendors.
Yeah.
So we get to the airport.
Coincidentally, we are their least favorite wedding planners.
Absolutely.
But still.
So we get to the airport and there is this guy holding a sign that says Whimsical Weddings, which is actually the name of our company. Okay.
Yeah. Whimsical Weddings. Which is because I lost a bet.
Yeah. And because I won it. And so we get off and we see this guy and Chris. First of all, he's on the tarmac, so he's got a lot of pull. Second of all, when I first see him, I'm sort of like, whoa, just because of his stature. Now, he is driving a limo, mm-hmm. and regardless, it's almost like the limo comes up to his, like, upper rib. Do you know what I'm saying?
His upper rib?
Upper rib. Like, it's a low limo, but still the upper rib mm-hmm. to the point where I'm like, this man
What's
is...
What's the make and the model
remember,
of the limousine?
This is... We're talking like... like a 19... Kind of 80s.
1980s.
Classic. 80s classic. I guess, what do you call those cars that are kind of low?
Well, is it like a Ford? Is it a Chevy? Is it
Chevy? It's a Chevy.
It
is a Chevy. It's a Chevy. And remember, we're in Montana.
Okay. So it's a
okay.
It's a Chevy. It must be like a Chevy. Caprice classic model if it's
Absolutely.
From the 80s. So
80s.
Is it a square finish or a round finish?
It's surprisingly round.
And is it black or white?
It is black.
And is it the trim? Is it silver or gold? In
it's silver.
Trim? It's silver.
It's a silver
well,
trim, yeah.
The 1989 Chevy Caprice Classic Limousine with black yeah. exterior and silver trim.
Yeah.
The roof of that car would
okay.
be about 5 foot tall. So for that to come
right.
up to a man's rib.
Upper, yeah.
And are we talking like the third rib or the fourth rib?
I believe third.
And has he ever broken a rib in his lifetime?
Not that I know of. He's a Montana boy.
So maybe.
So possibly.
He could have been kicked by a horse.
You never know in Montana.
And as long as that horse is not a thoroughbred, that would bring
yeah.
him in around
at.
Hold on, let me just check my Excel sheet here. If you could just read line item 87, the pivot table is pointing, I think, to because I'm getting
oh, yeah.
6 foot two, 6 foot three.
That's what I'm getting.
Wow, okay, so it's a taller man.
So he is tall and he is bearded. And he does have what I would consider to be, like, an olive skin tone. Like, it's almost like he's been in the sun every day for a majority of his life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a natural, like a healthy glow. But also, I'm not going to lie to you, he's got what looks like just a white shirt kind of rolled up, and his forearms are present.
He's got nice
they are
forearms.
Present. They're present. They are present and they are strong. When he goes to open the door, there's no doubt in my mind it'll open quickly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And what's his name?
So, and yeah, so his name is Simon, actually.
And what's, oh, another Simon. And what's your name?
You're Mauricio and I'm
Kyle.
Kyle, which is a fun gender neutral name.
And also fun because Kyle and Mauricio.
Oh my God, that's really fun. I can't believe you did that.
I can't believe you didn't get it.
I didn't at first. I thought that you were just being funny.
No.
And you... Why don't you take over?
Okay, so then the driver whose name... Oh, you already named him.
Is Simon.
Yeah. And he introduces himself as Simon, and he says, "Hello, my name is Simon, and I will... I'll be your driver." And I say, "Hello, you tall glass of Montanan water." And he was like, "Oh."
We also find out he's the brother of the groom.
And I say, well, that we find out because we're rude to him. And we say, "Our bags are here."
We are.
Hop two. And he says, "Oh, my brother neglected to mention I was the bag boy." And I go, "Who's your brother?" And he says, "The groom." And we go, "Oh, Simon, how are you?"
Because
we never know who's bankrolling the wedding, you know?
You never know half the time.
And so we say, "Hi, Simon. I'm Mauricio. Hi, Simon. And this is Kyle."
Hi, Simon.
And he says, "Hello, Kyle." And you're like, "Thanks, everybody makes that reference."
Although, to get that reference, what a Bravo lover. And I kind of wink at you. I give you a little winky wink.
And I'm like, "No, what do you think?"
I say, "Yeah, I mean, that's a specific reference, if you know what I'm
and
saying."
And I'm like, "Yeah, but sometimes straight guys watch Housewives."
Okay. That's true. But normally then they have a lover.
And then he says, "Oh, well, my straight friend, David... my straight friend PK loves Housewives." And we go, "Oh." So I'm like, "Okay, well, he's talking about his friends and saying they're straight, so that must mean he's not straight."
Absolutely.
And he's like, "Okay, well, let me take you to the venue, which is where you'll also be staying. I hope it's okay. We pull up to a gorgeous wedding." No. I'm sorry. We pull up to a tent.
A tent?
And we say, is this where we leave the car?
Or what is, why
and
are
he's
we
like,
at
this
a tent?
This is the venue. And I'm like, "We were told that there was no budget." And he was like, "Yeah, next to no budget." And we were like, no.
Wait.
Budget to us means...
to
unlimited
us.
Budget. That's why we flew first class here. And he was like, "No, it's next to no budget. Our budget is $500 for the whole wedding."
What?
And I say, $500 isn't enough for my outfit to the wedding.
No. And why did you pick us up in a limo then?
He goes, "Because I own this limo. This limo is from 1989. You thought this was fancy?"
Okay, I'm so humiliated.
And I'm like, I did think something was off when the limousine was from 1989.
I thought it was just kind of vintage.
The inside seemed disgusting.
Okay.
And he's like, "Well, we used to have a limo business before people stopped using limos, really. And the town car phase trend really took off." And I'm like, "Okay, so what the fuck are we doing here for 500?
What the fuck are we doing?"
And he was
here?
Like, "Well, you guys agreed to come." And I'm like, and as we do that, we get a ring. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hello. This is Rhonda Wellington Lloyd. Yes, I have the same name as the cartoon character from Hey Arnold. It's just a coincidence. as is the accent.
Okay.
As you might have guessed, you're with the clients in Montana, and you're like, who's Rhonda? Rhonda, I'm sorry, and who are you?
Yeah.
I'm Meghan Markle's. I'm as fame. I'm very rich. And and I'm having a wedding for 4,000 people. It's the biggest wedding.
Oh, my God.
And the budget is unlimited. But before I could trust that you can take my budget and make the most of it, I needed to make sure that with only a small budget, you can make a glorious wedding. If you proved...
What an interesting test.
And I say, where did you find these poor people who are getting married? And she says, it's my sister and her fiance. And I'm like, you're having a 4,000 person wedding and you can't
give a little more.
And she says, well, my sister believes money is the devil. And she refused to accept my payment. Except she said that she would allow me to pay only for the wedding planners, which is why I found the cheapest wedding planners I possibly could. And we're like, okay, that's fucked up. But
that is fucked up because we're also the best.
Fine. And she's like, but if you get this wedding done in before Christmas, then you'll get to plan my wedding for next Christmas with a budget of $5 million. And we're like, okay, we need...
Now we're talking.
We need to make this happen because it's our dream to have a $5 million wedding.
And everyone knows that wedding planners cost 20%, so that means $1 million commission.
Yeah, but then I'm also like, wait, so are we only getting what's...
$100?
Not a little bit, like $125 split two ways. That's what, $75? That's
62. Yeah, 62 and a 50 cents.
What's 125 divided by 2?
Is it 62?
Is that right?
And 50 cents. Yeah, it is.
Shit,
right.
I already spent the 75.
No.
I already Venmo'd someone money I owed them.
Damn it.
And so then we're like, okay, great. So we take a look around. It's a beautiful area, you know?
Beautiful.
And we're like, all right, let's meet the bride and the groom. And the bride and the groom, we go up to this beautiful bed and breakfast. And I'm like, well, this is a nice house for somebody that can only spend $500. And that's when Simon says, this isn't their house. This is the inn that they work at.
Oh.
And I'm like, who owns the inn? And they're like, their sister, Rhonda. Rhonda Wellington.
We spoke to
And I'm
Rhonda.
Like, oh, Rhonda, okay. She's sweet. Because now we really want Rhonda to like us.
Yeah.
And he's like, I guess. She used to live here, too. And then she married a billionaire. And it's Rhonda Wellington Lloyd Bezos. She,
wow.
And I'm like, wow, okay. Jeff Bezos? And she was like, and he's like, his brother, Steve. But he also is wealthy.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, okay, cool. And so then... We meet the bride and groom, and they don't seem that interested. And they're like, we just really wanted like a small wedding. And then I'm like, that can't be what you dreamed of as a little girl.
Yeah, that can't you know, be that, it. Small, that's how you described it?
Small, tasteless, despicable.
Like, come on. Yeah,
she's like, well, I didn't say any of those things. And I'm like, we will make this shitty wedding happen for $500.
Yeah, we will. We will make this shitty wedding not as shitty. Okay?
We'll do everything we can. And they're like, okay, well, I'm a...
Stop calling it shitty.
She's like, well, I'm allergic to most flowers, except for dandelions. And we say at the same time, dandelions are weeds.
Are weeds, honey.
Those are flowers.
And everyone's
and we're
allergic
laughing.
To weeds.
We're laughing hysterically. I'm like, you stupid bitch. Those are weeds. And then I'm like, you small, simple girl. And she's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, okay, you don't have to be rude.
Yeah.
And then as we're saying it, we hear a booming voice say, I hear that the magic makers are here. And I'm like, oh, they must be referring to us. And then this man enters the tent and his head brushes. I think he's going to rip the whole tent down with him. You know?
Oh my God, is he
it's
okay?
Like, it's like when a giraffe runs through branches and it doesn't see them because his head is so high above them.
It's
you know,
really
and his
high,
neck rips down a bunch of power lines. And so the man, I look and I'm like, God, I think that's a person. And the tent is obviously at the standard height for a wedding tent.
Absolutely.
And it is, you know, December in Bozeman, Montana.
Wow. Okay.
So
what does that even equate
that,
to?
That would make the tent would be about 6 foot tall.
Alone. Whoa.
And he was hitting the side of it.
Okay.
So I guess that would make him about 6 foot two. Or possibly even 6 foot 3 inches.
So he's tall.
He's pretty tall. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm attracted.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to be.
So do you want to take over?
Okay. So who is that exactly?
Who is he?
Who is the
he's
guy?
He's the
who
brother
just,
of.
He's the brother of the bride. Yeah. He's the brother of the bride. And so he comes in, he's like, oh, I didn't see that. This tent is small. Shouldn't the tent be taller so that us 6 footers don't have to bend? And I'm like, I'm sorry, Andre. I'm assuming that's your name. Why don't you come down here and realize half the time you'll be sitting in the tent? Okay.
He's like, well, I was planning on giving some speeches, but yeah.
Can you sit? Can you give a speech sitting or even just sort of crouching?
Can you crouch?
This, honey, it's a $500 wedding. We can't extend the tent.
And he says, I can.
Either that
he goes,
or your
I'll
shoes
crouch
are
as long as
cold.
I'm not wearing shorts. And then I'm like, oh, we laugh. He has a big dick.
Oh, he's got a really
it's
big dick.
It's a big dick joke.
That's a really funny joke that honestly.
And I'm like, oh my God. And we start laughing and he's like, what? And I'm like, a joke about your big dick. And he's like, no, I have a fake leg. I'm not comfortable wearing shorts to the wedding. And I'm like, oh, that's admirable too.
That's admirable. And he tells us the story of when he was young and riding a horse and he fell off and then one of his leg was trampled. And so he did have to get a fake leg put on. And you and I'm bawling and you're crying as well. And then he says, I'm just kidding. All of that is a joke.
And I'm like, wow. The people.
I just didn't want to crouch.
The people of Montana are hilarious.
Are very funny. And so he's like, yeah, I just want to make sure this goes, you know, well for my sister, because our other sister, Rhonda, is kind of self-absorbed and using this as a test to obviously see if you guys want to do
her
wedding.
We love Rhonda.
And I'm like, yeah, we love Rhonda. We love Tess. And he's like, well, that's weird. And I'm like, yeah, I guess. And he's like, is it okay if I practice my speech on you? And I'm like, yeah, give it to me.
And I'm like, wait, and when is like, this wedding? And they're like, it's
tonight.
And I'm like, wait, is Christmas tomorrow? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. I'm supposed to be somewhere, but okay.
and you start just ripping up all the dandelion bouquets and you're like, burn them, get rid of the weeds and get some candles in here.
Pick some new fucking flowers. And then I look and it's obviously snowing because it's Montana and there are no flowers. And she's like, we had the dandelions flown in from Texas.
And then I say, we're going to do candles and you're going to love it. We're going to do candle bouquets. Hear me out. And so you and I luckily have the skill of being wax candlers.
Yeah, it comes with the territory.
And so comes with the territory. We know the color scheme is purple and or like lavender and sort of like a light blue.
Which is very interesting for a Christmas wedding in Montana.
Absolutely. So, and by light blue, I do mean kind of like a dark red and a gold.
And maybe some green is in there as well.
and some green as well. So we get some red and gold candles that they hold in a bouquet that we light up that actually looks stunning.
And then I'm like, wait, it's missing something. And I snip off pieces of pine and we put those as the base. Like,
okay, so it's literally honestly pretty stunning because essentially we took these separate candles and melded them into one bouquet. And it's honestly, not only are we impressed, but everyone's impressed.
And then I say, and as soon as the wedding's over, bridesmaids listening, are we listening? Okay, as soon as the wedding's over, please bring your bouquet directly to me because we have to deconstruct these into the centerpieces.
Right. So you and I are just waxing and waning up a storm. Like, we are just,
like,
you know,
a moon.
The Karate Kid. Absolutely. And we are wax on, wax off. And we are just getting
There's
these centerpieces.
No Adderall breaks here.
High. Yeah. I mean, we're all concerned because, again, the tent is kind of low and the flames are
and
sort
I'm like,
of
are
high.
Are the people
but
of
but
Montana
we,
short? Why is the...
Why is the tent so low?
And they
low?
Say
because
it gets
and
so windy
you,
in the winter, it'll blow away.
It gets windy. We can't worry about it. And first and foremost, if the tent goes ablaze, then at least we tried. But for luckily for us, the flames are staying low. Her brother gives an absolutely like gorgeous speech where he talks about female empowerment and sort of like love and how like watching his sister fall in love with this amazing man.
And the whole time I
was
say,
the
greatest take
gift.
Off your shirt. Take
and
off
like,
your
what?
Shirt.
I don't want
no,
to.
No, him.
Oh.
I'm just kidding with you. It's a...
and he, yeah, so he's going and everyone's laughing and clapping and there's a big cheers and Rhonda comes over. We didn't even know what she looks like. And she's
and
like,
she honestly looks exactly like the cartoon character from Hey Arnold.
Yeah. And, you know, she says... What an excellent job you did.
And I'm like, when we got here, we thought the wedding wasn't for like a month. And we didn't know the wedding was already yeah. set up. And we just came in and threw yeah. out their flowers and switched them to candles.
She's like, well, yeah, my wedding isn't for a year, but my brother who just gave a speech, I would also pay for his wedding to be extravagant if only he could find the right girl.
Oh.
And
we
then,
don't do matchmaking.
We don't do matchmaking normally.
Oh,
and,
we, and then she the, says, and then she says, well, I have a confession to make.
What?
There is a wedding, obviously, with a big budget, but there's a reason I called you. And we go, what is it?
No, I know, because we're the best in the gang.
No, because I was looking at wedding planners and your picture popped up and she's talking to you, Kyle.
Oh, my God.
And she says, your picture popped up. And he said, "Who is that most beautiful woman I've ever seen?"
Right.
And I go... What picture? And I'm like, it must have been one of the ones that we took when we were in our early 20s.
The one I facetuned?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, wait, is it the one that I facetuned? Just kidding. I facetuned them all. And yeah. she's like, well, he seems still pretty interested. And we look and he's like staring at you. And then when you make eye contact, he like fumbles to make it seem like he's not.
Wow. And I'm like, wait, so sorry. Am I here as like a, I'm confused what you're saying.
You're here as a wedding planner and potentially my newest sister-in-law. And she laughs and she walks away. And I go, what the fuck am I doing here? The faggot left out of the wedding as usual.
And I go, you've gotten more action at our weddings than anybody here. So
well,
let's
that's because of our rule
that,
that the best man has to be gay and single.
I know. That is
it
our
really
rule.
It really limits us, but still.
Wow. It does limit us. But then we do remember the limo driver.
Who's also.
Who did the Kathy Hilton impression.
Who's also someone's brother. I can't remember.
I believe he's the groom's brother, so not the bride, the other side of the family.
Yes.
Who's like, I mean, has kind of a just, you know, Montana regular upbringing, but he is carrying in logs for the fire that we're about to do. We're going to roast marshmallows at the wedding, which was a fun little idea because they love s'mores.
Yeah, and we cut a hole in the roof of the tent and made like a chimney so that we could have it inside.
Yeah, and so he's bringing in the wood, and you and I, not only does he have forearms from before, but now we're checking out the biceps. Ugh. And those are pumping with
blood.
And
I'm like, are those his biceps or are they pythons?
I mean, I'm like, if you don't get over there and pretend to help him with that fire, I'm going to kill you.
And I go, I have an idea. So I scream and I run and I'm like, there's two pythons on your... Oh, sorry.
And he's like...
And I'm like, I thought it was two big snakes on your arm.
And he's like, well... Are you afraid of snakes?
Not all. Just the ones that are poisonous.
Yeah, and he's like, well, mine aren't poisonous.
But they,
if you want
to. But they can still kill me.
They definitely could.
And I'm like, well, as long as I'm not poisoned, I'm okay with being choked out.
And he's like, and you know what? My arms are like snakes, and my tongue is like a snake's tongue.
And what's your dick like? And then I'm like, oh, sorry. That was, I had some of the, punch.
The punch.
And I forgot I put Molly in the punch so everybody would have a good time.
So we would get this next wedding. And he's like, listen, I'm chopping wood in the back, but I'm almost done. Do you want to come with me to the woodshed?
You're like, I'm chopping wood in my pants.
And he's like, so do you want to come with me to the woodshed?
Yeah.
And he's like, that's what we could do.
What?
Fuck, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. I thought this was going to be something more meaningful, but sure, why not?
And he was like, I was just matching your energy.
I don't do that. I really prefer you don't match my energy.
Okay, great. Let's go into the woodshed and I'll just make you a s'more privately. And if you want some more after that, we'll see what I can do.
Okay.
So we go into the woodshed, you and him, and he does, in fact, make you a s'more
and then I'm
sandwich.
Like, and then we're like, there's a moment where we're looking at each other, and I'm like, you said you'd make some more after that.
Yeah, and then he just kisses you.
And then we kiss for a bit, and then I'm like, but can I get that other s'more?
Yeah, and he's like, okay, I keep getting a little confused.
No, like, I'm like, and I do want you to kiss me, but I also do love s'mores.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is almost Lady and the Tramp style because, you know, s'mores, like marshmallows, are so stringy. Mm-hmm. My mouth is salivating and so yummy. And like it gets like sort of spread out. So it's like you guys are doing that and then just like eating marshmallows out of each other's mouths.
Oh, I love that.
It's really hot. It's really hot. And it's also hot because you're right by the fire. So,
yeah. Ooh.
So I'm turned on. And,
who is
and the woodshed is a rockin', okay?
The wood, yeah, we're having side hardcore to side. Anal sex in there.
Absolutely. And cut back to the wedding, and me and that guy are like talking and flirting as you do. Yeah. Do you want to take over?
And flirting as you do, and Rhonda walks by and shoves you as hard as she can into him. And...
Oh my
and
God.
He catches you and he's like, sorry, my sister seems to think it's appropriate to physically shove women into me who she thinks I'd be good with.
Yeah.
And you're like, why does she think we'd be good together? And he's like, because I really like, you know, beautiful, thin women who could be blown away if a strong wind came by, but have heavy minds because they're so smart.
Heavy minds.
And funny. I love a funny girl.
Oh, wow.
And I yell from the tent, really, well, you're going to have to keep looking. And it's like a joke. And you're like, that's funny. And you're like, he's like family to me.
Yeah, please ignore him.
And he's like, so it seems like you're going to get that $5 million wedding. And you're like, yeah, well, it seems like maybe you'll be a guest at it. And he was like, well, it seems like maybe you should be a guest at it as well. And you're like, I'm the wedding planner.
I'm the wedding planner. That's
not appropriate. And he's like, is it appropriate to make out in the coat closet? and you say, well, I don't have to follow every rule. Yeah. And then you go and you make out in the coat closet.
I love that for me.
And then
what?
The tent catches on fire.
No.
But we put it out immediately.
Okay.
And everyone's so impressed.
Ugh, how could they be so
good? And then that's when someone else is like, sorry, I have a wedding on New Year's Eve in Bozeman, and this is so gorgeous. Would you mind staying and helping me plan? And we're like, oh, okay. And then we switch to a montage scene, and we're just doing wedding. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, do you realize we've been in Montana for a year?
Have we even left?
When is this $5 million
Not
wedding?
Not once. Yeah, it said 1 year
later.
And
we get a call from Rhonda, and she's like, okay, tomorrow's the day. Are you guys ready? And we're like, Rhonda, you never followed up.
And also, it sounds like you did all the planning. You just want us there to, like, orchestrate
She's like, I haven't done any planning. Where is it?
And no. We're like,
it's the most beautiful place in the whole world. And she's like, where?
Montana.
And we're like, and we look, and we're looking, and we see just a sign that says Montana. And we're like, it's in Montana.
Montana.
And she's like, I live in LA. And we're like, yeah, duh, silly. That's why you have to take your private jet. Also, would you mind sending us a quick forward of your friends and family?
We just
want to make sure that they know to bring bug spray.
Absolutely.
And we hang up and we're like, we'll make this happen.
Yeah. So you and I go into like extreme mode where we get we have a huge budget. So we get a massive tent.
And this is all montage
candles,
style as well.
Yeah. And stress. But by the time the next day comes, because we stay up all night and both of our, at this point, boyfriends are helping us because like, you know, luckily they're our boyfriends now. And like every now
and
then
their
we
sister's
smile
wedding.
At them. So they have to be there anyway. So then, you know, we're kissing and then it's like the most gorgeous candles. Because if there's one thing we know how to do.
It's candle bouquets.
It's candles. Absolutely. So there are elaborate, massive.
Candles.
Candle bouquets. Like you've never seen so many candles. It is a fire hazard, but it's also stunning.
And then, there's also a part where we find out that one of their passions is ice sculpting. Earlier in the film,
which is so convenient
because he sculpts a beautiful thing, and Rhonda shows up. She has no idea we forgot. Everything goes off without a hitch, and that's when Simon says to you, "Can I show you something?" You go, "Sure," because the wedding's good. You know, you're sighing; it's a breath of relief.
Yeah,
and he takes you down, and he was like. There was some ice left over from the dolphin sculpture and I wanted to show you what I made. And it's a big ring sculpture.
No.
And you go, is this for an engagement party of some kind?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm lost.
Is it the Olympics? Are you making three more?
Ooh, that could
and
be
then
it.
You turn around and he's down on one knee. And this is the first time you've ever made direct eye contact because he's so tall. And he says, the only thing that could melt the ice sculpture that was my heart is you, Kyle Richards Lloyd.
Absolutely, Lloyd.
Will you be my blushing bride? And that's when I sit up at the wedding and I go, someone's engaged. Because I have a superpower.
You feel it. That's your
superpower. And that's when my boyfriend, PK.
Also named Simon. Okay.
PK. Like PK Kemsley. Says, that someone is you. And he slips a ring on my finger. And he's like.
Oh my God. A double engagement.
And we're like.
Oh.
And then you go, someone else is engaged.
I feel it. I'm like, ugh.
And then we run to each other like magnets.
Oh, like magnets.
And then that's the end of this movie, but there is a sequel.
There is a sequel, which we'll have to do next
Which we'll
time.
Do next week. But the movie is called Ring of Love.
Ring of Love. I love that.
Wow.
stunning.
Guys, we love you. You know, we really do.
I do know. Yeah, we do.
And if you love us, do us a favor, okay? And go on, join the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. Join the Facebook, facebook.com/stuckinthemiddle is the group. But, you know, until next time, live every day like you are. What? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.